And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Oh, she's one of the great 80s performers, Jen.
My sister got to see her at Kemper Arena, and I didn't get to go to the show because I was too young, and I was so jealous.
But you saw the last song, right?
Yeah,
the last...
because we had to go pick her up. And back then, of course, security wasn't nearly as tight. And so my dad's like, well, let's just walk up into the venue. We'll just go up in there. So we walked into Kemper Arena.
Days. Yeah.
And she had two songs left, and I got to see Money Changes Everything, and that was the greatest
nice.
Ever. I didn't even care that we were way in the back. I couldn't see Cyndi Lauper, but I could hear her.
You were in the building.
I was in the building with Cyndi Lauper.
It's all that matters.
Yep.
That's good. Well, she's going to be in the building again, the Uptown Theater, a month from tonight, as a matter of fact, September 15th at the Uptown. And she has a new album coming out called Detour, where she, Cyndi covers a bunch of old 40s, 50s, and 60s rockabilly country style hits.
Yeah, kind of a country detour.
Yeah, so here we go. I believe phone's ringing here, so let's hit the line. Good morning, studio.
Hey, how are you, Brian?
Oh, hey, Cyndi Lauper, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, I've got Jen here as well, so say good morning to Jen.
Jen, how are you?
I'm awesome, Cyndi. This is so cool when we answer the phone and you're right there with that amazing accent, and it's really Cyndi Lauper.
Listen, I'm going to scare you all one day. I'm going to go for elocution lessons. You'll see.
No, please don't.
I'll be talking high and mighty.
No, it's your trademark. This is what we love you. This is great. And you're coming to Kansas City about a month from now at the Uptown Theater. And we're just so looking forward to seeing you here.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going out and I'm excited about my band. I'm excited about the set and how everything came together. It's pretty nice. That I have a little, you know, I got tired of holding the car light. I actually got a big light now. and a few things, you know, for a nice performance. So I'm excited.
It's really cool because, you know, Detour also features, you've got guest appearances by people like Vince Gill, Emmylou Harris, Alison Krauss, Willie Nelson. Really is a stacked disc from the perspective of so many
Jewel,
great voices.
Don't forget Jewel.
Oh, Jewel, too.
Don't
okay,
forget
nice.
Jewel. She came in and yodeled. Come on.
Did she really? Awesome. Okay, awesome.
Yes, on Cowboy's Sweetheart. Because, you know, everybody was saying, oh, don't worry. You'll learn how to yodel. It's easy. You know, Peter Gabriel learns in 3 lessons. I'm not really Peter Gabriel. Okay, I'll have my lessons. And then I realized, you know, okay, little old lady, okay, but it's not great. And I just started thinking, you know, wouldn't it be funny if it was somebody who could really yodel, and you were singing, and you said, take it, whoever, and I said, what do you mean, whoever? Jewel, remember Jewel mm-hmm. said she knew how to yodel? I was watching her interviews once.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And she said her father taught her, so I just thought, how funny if I was singing, and then I said, take it, Jewel, and then there she is, singing like it was no tomorrow. She's so great. Oh, my God, so great.
You know what you need to do? You and Jewel need to team up and go do some carpool karaoke with James Corden.
Right? I love that carpool karaoke. That was like so much fun. It's not like you don't do that in your old car, you know. Like,
right,
yeah.
At the top of your lungs. I know. We used to do that. And my son, when he was very little, he used to sing. He used to, when he was very small, he used to, like, 3 years old, he'd sit in his car seat in the back and sing AC/D songs. And he'd rasp his voice. And then one time he said to me, Mom, why did she shake him? What? I said, well, I don't know, but that wasn't right. But she shouldn't have shook him like that, right? So he couldn't sleep.
All night long.
All night long, too, right? I mean, poor boy, get some rest.
You know.
Well, we're so excited that you're coming to Kansas City. Everybody that I talked to that I said, we have Cyndi Lauper coming on this show. There's not a single person that I've ever talked to that said, oh, you know, they all are excited that you're coming. They want tickets to the show. They were so ecstatic that you were going to be on our show. So thank you for taking time to talk to us and coming to Kansas City.
Oh, no, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about it. And thank you for talking to me. Thank you.
All right, Cyndi Lauper at the Uptown Theater on September 15th. Cyndi, thanks a lot, and best wishes to you. We'll see you here in about a month or so.
Okay.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.